morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley. We'll be joined here in a little bit by our special guest, John Renner. He's with the Granville Angels Foundation, talking about a big fundraiser that they've got coming up later this month to help people that are dealing with Angelman syndrome. So John will be here in just a little bit. Mostly sunny sky. Maybe he's out playing golf. It's beautiful outside. Mostly sunny skies. High near 80 today. Clear tonight. Low near 49. And then for Thursday, mostly sunny. High near 81. I mean, if you're a guy who loves the weather, my gosh, are we into a good string of weather right
now. It is,
now.
But it's really boring.
Excuse me?
It's really boring. I mean, it reminds me. I can't remember the Steve Martin movie, but he's a weatherman out in Southern California. And he's got it covered like 3 minutes every night. And it's like it's dead sunny every day in 72. So that's where he developed this rapport with the audience and did all of his shenanigans. I feel like, you know, the guys that make their living doing weather here in Central Ohio the last 3-4 weeks, got to be pretty bored. I mean, I'm not saying I'm bored with the weather. I love the weather. I would like a little bit of rain here and there, though, because, me and the guy down the hall, we're talking about how dry it is, and you know, you got livestock to feed for the winter, and how many people are already throwing hay and stuff like that. So that's a bit of a concern. And then, you know, digging crops when the ground is rock hard is a little bit of a problem. So, you know, there's people that, you know, don't love the dry, sunny every day.
I could have sat here all day and never thought that you would say that it's been boring, because I just think it's fantastic myself.
Again, there's a part of me that loves it. The weather geek in me, not so much. It's every day you're just thinking, well, when's the next chance of rain? And it looks like, you know, maybe in December. Because it's just far, far, far away.
I'm sure next Saturday when we travel up to South Bend to watch Notre Dame, I'm sure my luck it'll be raining right over South Bend and won't get any, you know, sunshine that day. But that's for a different story. Now, Saturday is the Hebron Pie Festival, and it's supposed to be beautiful out. And I told the wife yesterday, I said, now look, she's trying to make plans with friends and that. And I said, that's fine. I got no problem with that. But if they want to see the Donies, they better be down in Hebron at around noon, because that's where we're going to be.
Going to be getting your pie on.
Love me, and I mean love me, some Hebron Pie Festival. And as we've learned over the past couple of years, if you think, oh, I'll go a little bit later,
Don't take the chance.
Don't take that chance whatsoever, because those pies go fast.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
I have.
Yep.
And I agree. I concur. I am totally with you on that, especially when you talk about selection. It's just like it's the old adage, you know, if there's a garage sales, you want to be the first one in. Swapper's Day, you want to be the first one in or the last one on a case like that, because there might be people counting inventory going, hey, I'll make you a deal on that so I don't have to carry it out. You do. But when it comes to pies, no, there is no wait for later. It's get it while the getting's good.
And as we found out the first year, because we've gone, I think, every year that they've had it, all of a sudden people come out of the woodwork for their cherry pie. I thought, you know, I was one of the few who just loves cherry pie. If you're going to give me a pie, I want a pumpkin and I want a cherry. Those are my two absolute favorite. Don't even ask. No questions. Forks, spoons, whatever you got to give me, I'm eating them. Well, the first year we went, everybody had that idea because the cherry pie was Elgano.
Yeah.
So I told the wife, we are not making this mistake again.
Good stuff.
Get down there early and get your slice of pie.
See, you kind of remind me of my grandpa. My grandpa, whenever he was asked about pie, said he had two favorite kinds of pie, hot and cold. So there is no bad pie.
See, I'm not pecan pie guy.
No,
that's just not me. I'm not that. My brother could eat that till they came out of his ear holes.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm not pecan pie guy.
I mean, just Dutch apple. I mean, just goes.
They blueberry, blackberry, raspberry. I'll eat them all. Now the fry pie. They'll have those down there as well.
Which is also delicious.
Which I had never heard of until we got down here. And then that was a bad thing because I'm like, oh, what's a fry pie?
Double the crust.
And needless to say, pretty good.
It's like a McDonald's apple turnover.
Yep.
But better.
100% better. But they'll have those down there for you. You can buy pies, obviously slice a pie. It all kicks off Saturday morning with the parade at 11. That's why I said we won't get down there until about 12, 12:30.
What do you have against the parade?
I'm just not... I'm not parade guy. I'm just not. I don't know what it is. Now look, when the granddaughter's old enough and she's got to do whatever she's got to do in it, of course we'll be there.
Right.
We were there when the boys were in football and all that. So again, maybe that's the best. I don't know when they start selling the pies Saturday. I'm sure it's after the parade at noon, is my guess.
You could go get in line during the parade.
See, that's where I was going. I could get down there while everybody is lined up watching the kids and waving. Who's that fat guy standing over there by himself, and why is he standing by himself? Brother getting his cherry pie. That's why.
We heard about the cherry pie.
Can't wait for Saturday. That's always such a good time. And they've got entertainment throughout the day. They've got a pie eating contest for adults and for kids. I mean, it'll just be a lot of fun. It goes until 8 o'clock. So if you're worried about, I catch the Buckeyes game. Well, I know the Buckeyes are on it. I think it's 7. Saturday night.
I'm not even
so
sure.
I mean, we've all got our phones. You can listen to it or catch your updates on there. They may even have it. They're smart enough down there. They may even have a TV going.
Yeah,
so that folks
Pie
can
vision.
Watch it. Yeah, I mean, I'm already having that. Are you Cool Whip guy or Ready Whip guy? Which one do you like? Don't laugh over there. Cool Whip or Ready Whip?
I prefer the tub.
Okay, that's
as opposed to the spray on.
Yeah, I'm not the spray guy. I like my Cool Whip.
I feel like I can control it more.
Mm-hmm. And ice cream?
Yes.
Yeah.
On pie, especially with the vibrant, like a fruit pie, an apple pie, Dutch apple pie, whatever. That vanilla bean from Velvet. Pairs with everything.
Oh, good. You mentioned Velvet, and I just bought 2 half-gallons yesterday, and one of them was the Buckeye. It's almost gone.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I might have sent you the picture.
Yeah, you did.
With my sprinkles on it.
With the sprinkles on it, which, again, Buckeye with sprinkles, rainbow sprinkles, no less.
So good. So good.
Makes my teeth hurt just looking at that picture.
I think maybe I should go up to Velvet and get some more and have that ready to go for my... I wonder if they'd get mad at me if I took that down to the pie festival and said, hey, can you just throw this in this for me?
I don't know. I don't know if they sell those 3-gallon or 5-gallon tubs or not.
I don't know, but man, I'd be all over that, because you're right. The fruit pie, I like a little ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need something...
Yeah.
Not as vibrant.
Yeah. I don't need it to be... Oh, no. For me, it's just vanilla.
When vanilla bean. Vanilla bean is...
Yeah. When you do that, that's the way I go
so
as well.
Good.
So you've got that going on Saturday with the Hebron Pie Festival. You can just go to their Facebook page, Hebron Pie Festival, and you'll find all the information you want there. Again, it'll be a lot of fun. Now, again, I'm not cream pie guy either. I mean, I'm not chocolate cream. I'm
coconut
not
cream.
See, I'm not into, and I don't like meringue. Don't give me any meringue on a pie either. None of that. I
learned how to make a baked Alaska when I was in 8th grade
really?
Economics. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
See, I've never had it, so I just
well,
I can't
if you don't like meringue. You're out.
Yeah. As I said, I'm not meringue guy. I don't want to be messing with that. I just would rather have just some pie and be ready to go. Pumpkin pie. Get you ready in the mood. I mean, you're seeing pumpkin spice stuff everywhere already. I mean, I told you the other day, Kroger in Pataskala had eggnog out. Mm-hmm. Now, everybody knows I love the holidays, but isn't that a little too early? Eggnog in September? I mean, come on. You know it is. You know it's too early, although you're an eggnog person. Okay, then, that answer.
I'll just let you hang yourself on that rope.
You really are? You like it that much?
Heck yeah.
See, there's our buddy right there. He's getting ready to come in. So we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. We'll be joined by John Renner coming up next on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest, John Renner. Mostly sunny skies today, high right around 80. Clear tonight, right around 50. And then for Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 81. Again, John Renner, our special guest. John, thanks for, I know you've had a hectic morning with the kids. We appreciate you coming in. Want to talk about a big fundraiser you guys have coming up for Granville Angels Foundation. But first off, if folks don't remember the story from the last time you were in Angelman syndrome, maybe kind of talk a little bit about this and how it's impacted your family.
Yeah, absolutely. So Angelman syndrome is, you know, if you think about basic biology class, you have a mom and a dad with chromosomes, and Angelman syndrome is you're missing the UBE3A gene on the mother's 15th chromosome. And so that gene is primarily responsible for walking, talking, sleeping, coordination, all sorts of things, eating. And so our daughter, Sophia, was diagnosed with Angelman syndrome when she was around 11 months old. And we ended up forming what is now called the Granville Angels Foundation, because when she was 6 months old, we met another family, the Reese family, who's in Granville, and their son, Johnny, he's got Angelman syndrome as well. His Angelman syndrome is a mutation, and so the gene is mutated in his body, versus Sophie is completely missing the gene, so mm-hmm. we call that a deletion. And so basically, you know, there's no approved therapies right now from the FDA. All your therapies are occupational, speech, behavioral, et cetera, on that regard. So what we do, and the Granville Angels Foundation does, is we just raise awareness. We try to build community and raise critical research funds for moving those therapies along in terms of the FDA.
And it's a rare disease, is it not?
Yeah. So if you look at, you know, I would say to break it down for Ohio, it's like 3 or 5 kids are born with this every year out of all the births in Ohio. So it's like 1 in 20,000 births nationwide.
And then to have 2 kids in Granville is really rare. I mean, were you shocked when somebody said to you, hey, or when you said, there may be some connection, not a connection that for you guys, but that you're like, wait a minute, they look like they're going through the same thing we're going through. I can't imagine.
Yeah, it was incredibly fortuitous. I mean, God was looking down on us when he introduced us to them. And our oral boys are the same age. They play on the same soccer team. And just to have them, and the dad, Matt, he was in the Marines. I was in the Marines. And you know, Emily's in healthcare. My wife's in healthcare. So it's like,
stunning.
We're just basically the same family, just going through it, right? At different ages, right? Johnny's a little bit older than Sophia, but same, you know, trials and tribulations that you go through on a daily basis.
Not that it would ever, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just thinking, though, with 2 in Granville, and you say 2 or 3 births a year, I mean, is there a network starting to form? I mean, are there people within the state and nationally starting to come together to help out, too?
Oh, yeah. Actually, Angelman syndrome is quite the community. Like, all things considered, it's a terrible disease, right, to have. But the community itself and the progress of where we are compared to other diseases is, like, we are on the, you know, far right side here of the progress ladder, because it's just such a good community and good network. And social media, for all its evils in the world, downfalls, is actually really well put together for the rare disease community, because you can just connect with people nationwide. So yeah, they have some really good groups on Facebook and Instagram and other things.
Well, knowing your wife, Julie, because both of us sit on the board of DD, she's always talking about, boy, you really got to advocate for yourself, though. If you don't get out and learn and educate yourself, it's not like people are coming up to you and going, how can we help you with Angelman syndrome? So have you found that, you know, you're doing a lot of the homework, you're doing a lot of the studying to find out about this and what can be done?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you are your best advocate for your daughter, your son. And, you know, they don't have a voice. They can't talk. You know, Sophie has an iPad, and she'll tell you what she wants, you know. But you have to be that voice for her out mm-hmm. in the public.
How old is she?
She's 3 now. Okay. Yeah, 3 and a half, actually.
Yeah. And as long as she continues on this path, things are good. I mean, obviously, you would rather not have this. But, I mean, maybe take us through. Have you seen good growth from her as far as, okay, we've been able to deal with this. Now we can do this. Now we can do that.
Yeah, so she is progressing well. We've had her in, you know, speech and feeding therapy, mm-hmm. right? We did intensive feeding therapy as last summer. She was at Nationwide for 7 weeks, I think. And every day she'd go down there and she'd, you know, they'd put you behind a one-way glass and you'd watch the therapist work with her on feeding and doing sensory things with her mouth. But, you know, we see the light at the end of the tunnel from a progression standpoint. But at the end of the day, too, we really want the FDA therapies because that just gives you an extra – it's like, all right, she's Barry Bonds in the 90s, right? She needs to be Barry Bonds in, like, you know, his later stages of career, right? She yep. needs that extra juice
yep.
to get where she needs to be. And so that's what the therapy does.
So what are you thinking? I mean, is it just keep pounding away at the FDA? Are you hearing good things that they're going to finally do some of this? Or is it just we're going to do what we need to do?
Yeah, the FDA is progressing. There's three or four companies that are working on what's called an ASO. And what it does is it produces a gene for, you know, around 3 months in the body. And it fades away after that. But there were two of them are in phase three trials. So we should have the results by the end of middle of next year, mm-hmm. I think. And so we'll know if a drug's approved at that point. So that'll be, you know. That'd be great,
right?
If that can happen.
That's got to be so heartening to know, A, that you've got that community, but B, the FDA is closer to approving these kinds of things. So, I mean, do you feel like it's snowballing? Do you feel like more progress breeds more progress?
Yeah, absolutely. I think from my standpoint, looking at the progress of neurogenetic diseases, I think we're on the cusp of solving a lot of these issues. And you know, they're able to insert genetic drugs into the brain for a lot of these other diseases like Parkinson's and Huntington's and Alzheimer's. And that helps with funding on the rare disease side too, because companies will say, okay, well, the mechanism of delivery is now solved. You know, we can put more funds into these rare diseases that maybe weren't, because they don't make a bunch of money off Angelman syndrome kids. You know, there's only so many people you can try to treat. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. that's the reality of our life. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot more Parkinson's people than there are Angelman syndrome kids. Mm-hmm. But it does snowball and it does trickle down from the standpoint of pharmaceutical dollars.
And your two boys are healthy?
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, two boys are great.
So how do they do with their sister? I've got to imagine they're pretty protective.
Yeah, they are. They are. They're very protective.
Look, Joel, he's about to say no. Sometimes they're not so protective. Okay.
Yeah, our middle child, he's very jealous. Like, you know, he's jealous of Sophie.
Yep.
But he's starting, you know, mm-hmm. he loves her. And, you know, she eggs him on too, though. So she'll pull their hair. And
kids
like,
are kids.
You know,
doesn't matter. Little
she'll shut the TV.
She's
able to shut the TV off. When they're, like, they're playing a video game or something. She'll just go over and shut the TV. Because she doesn't want to see it, right? She doesn't watch it. So she'll just be like, and then they'll get mad at her for that. But yeah, they're just kids.
But they're healthy. I mean, this just is Sophie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. All right. So take us through. You guys have a big fundraiser coming up. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Maybe explain to folks what you're going to be doing.
Sure. So when we started the Granville Angels Foundation, we just decided to do a cornhole tournament. And we did it at the Yard at Newark Station. Mm-hmm. And so our third one is coming up. It's on September 20th from noon to 4 at the Yard at Newark Station. We'll have face painting, sand art, bounce house, fire and EMS. If they're not on a call, we'll be stopping by. Police maybe too. We'll have, last year we did we had a dump truck race. They have volleyball courts there. So we had a dump truck race where two kids were, you know, racing. They had these, you know, those hand diggers and mm-hmm. they filled up a dump truck. I don't think we'll have that this year, but we'll have like a football you could throw into a net. But those things are all free. The cornhole tournament itself, we've got about 18 teams registered right now. You know, I think signups are probably capped here in a couple days, just because we want to get T-shirts and everything mm-hmm. ready for those teams. But yeah, it's a good event. I think over the last 2 years, we've raised over probably $55,000.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's so better than a good event. That's a great event.
Yeah. So for the last 2 years combined, we've done that. And that's just, you know, that's just because of our sponsors, man. You know, they're just great.
Yeah. And the cornhole, I mean, people take it pretty serious.
Some people do. We've had a couple of ringers the last
That's my
years.
Experience. Yeah. There's always someone that just is like, hey, hey, hey.
I'm looking at him right here. Yeah. He's just like, there's a couple of ringers. He put his head down like he was ashamed. Do you play?
I'm not good at all.
See, look, he's chewing them in.
I used to be, but not.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. Now, what's the fee if somebody wants to put a team in, if they want to register?
Oh, yeah. It's $100 a team.
Okay.
So.
And you already got 18. That's pretty good. Yeah. You get that all done in 4 hours? Oh, it just seems to me that would take a while if you got that many teams.
It goes pretty quick.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I guess if you're bad like me, it would be.
Yeah.
I just got to be 21
exactly,
and nothing.
Exactly. Right.
All right. Get the next team in here.
Exactly. It goes pretty quick.
A buy and donate is the same thing.
That's exactly right. See you. Thanks. Can I play that guy right there? Does Julie play?
She does not. She's busy running the thing.
Oh, yeah. I guess that would be fair. Is there trophies? What if somebody, when they win, what are you guys giving away?
Yeah, we give out trophies for the winner.
I bet that's pretty exciting for those mm-hmm. folks. Because like you said, man,
the people that take it serious, that's what it's all about.
They take it serious. Now, you guys will have all the boards set up there for folks? I mean, because I think Newark Station takes care of all that, correct?
They do, yeah. They have everything. Mm-hmm. And that's why we've done it there. Todd Alexander, who owns the place, has been great.
He's fantastic.
He's just a fantastic guy. Yep. And his brother actually... passed away from ALS, and his brother started the Live Like Lou Foundation.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it was started in Pittsburgh, and they actually, the Lou Gehrig Foundation took mm-hmm. it over. So Todd's got a soft spot for rare diseases.
Well, he does a lot for kids. Yeah. I mean, he helps out with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. He does a lot. I know yeah. he gives back to the community a lot. Will there be food, drinks, or can you order from Newark Station? How would that work if folks want to come out?
Yep, you can order from the food and drinks are there at the station. Mm-hmm. If you want that, we'll have waters there. But yeah.
Sounds like it's pretty kid friendly too. You said with the dump truck thing. That's got me. I wish you wouldn't get rid of that. That'd be awesome.
You make
adults do that.
Yeah, we'll have a Plinko game.
Oh really?
Yeah, we'll have a Plinko game where you know I think it's gonna every hour like you'll play the Plinko game and the highest score wins the pot.
Okay.
You know, that hour.
So. Nice.
So are you doing a 50-50 or anything like that as well?
I think we're going to replace 50-50
with the Plinko game.
So you've got to have skill games and non-skill
games
for people like us.
That's why I wanted the dump truck. At least I could push the thing. I don't know how far, but at least I could have done it.
You've also got a silent auction too, right?
Yeah, silent auction items. It's completely online too. So we'll probably have that link on our website.
Okay. So that's already, if folks want to get on there, they can start looking at these auction items or...
We'll probably have that set up here in a couple of days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, the way he looks like, shut up. I don't know about that. Yeah, Julie's handling it. Call her. She'll know all about it.
Just as long as we can find it. That's what matters.
Yeah. That's right. That's all that matters. To go back to Angelman syndrome, you mentioned your daughter and the Reese family. Do you know of any other ones in Central Ohio? Have you met other families in Central Ohio, not just here in Licking County?
Yeah. There's another family in Licking County that is, they have a son named Skyler. He's older. I think he's 20 or 21 right now.
Mm-hmm.
But they actually make what's called Safe Place Bedding is what the family, Jonathan and, Amara, they make, safety beds, right? These kids are, I zip my daughter up every night in her safety bed. Right. So, because if she gets out, she'll just wander around the house. Mm-hmm. Like there's no control in that. Like,
yeah.
I remember last time I was on the show, I told you she's like a Tasmanian devil. And she goes around the house. Like, she'll just rip things down from the countertop. And, books are flying everywhere. And so, they actually make the Safe Place Bedding. Their company does. So, they're in Newark, the Smith family. And then we know about probably six or seven other families that will probably be there, actually.
Yeah.
So, if you want to meet some Angelman kids... They're so happy, these kids.
I remember
they're
your wife telling
happy.
Me they're always happy. Yeah,
dude,
always
they're just
happy.
So full of joy, and they're so social.
When's
too.
The last time you met a Tasmanian devil that wasn't happy?
Exactly.
It's all kind of fun.
How does she do with the bed, though? I mean, now I'm trying to think, because of this syndrome, I mean, is she all right with that? I mean, okay, I know I'm going to – is that her time to know that, all right, I'm going to relax for a little bit? I mean, that just – that boggles the mind that you're able to do this and she doesn't mess with anything.
Yeah, it's so normal kids, my 5-year-old, you put him down, he'll be asleep in like 10 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you put him in bed, she takes probably an hour.
Yeah.
You know, so just the timeline for her brain to calm down is so much longer than a normal neurotypical kid. And so that's one of the issues, right? Sleep is a big issue for her. So we try to have, you know, the best thing you can do is have a routine. And actually the safety bed's pretty nice because she just goes in there. It's like a little cave, right, for her.
Insurance cover a lot of this, or is this a lot of out-of-pocket expense for you guys?
That's a good question. For us, no. Insurance doesn't cover a lot. You know, like her food chair and the safety bed and things like that. We have to pay for that
right
a lot of times.
Because when you said you were over at the hospital, at what'd you say, 6-7 weeks that you were over there? I'm like, my gosh, what could that? I hope they have insurance, because that would be just devastating. I mean, is that something where you guys are always having to fight with that too and going, hey, you don't know? He's shaking his head like a lot of us. I mean, but that's got to be really frustrating.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, insurance is, it's insurance, right?
Right.
We have to pay for a lot of it before they cover it.
Right.
So that's a whole different show that we can discuss.
Well, again, knowing your wife, she's always talking about the Medicare, Medicaid, all these different, or Medicaid, talking about different things that you folks have to do. And God bless you. I mean, the board of DD, as I know, has been a big help for you as well, right? You guys are able to use the services through the board to help Sophia, correct?
Yeah, they've been great.
Yeah.
I mean, early intervention has been great. And then the transition to her now, what she's in now has been great too. Mm-hmm. So nothing but good things to say about the board.
Yeah. All right. Again, when is the fundraiser times? What do folks need to do if they want to get involved?
Yeah. September 20th, noon to 4 at the yard at Newark Station. Come on down. If it's a kid family friendly event, there's no entry fee or anything like that. We'd be happy to have you and meet some Angelman Syndrome kids and maybe bid on a couple auction items, and, you know, maybe we'll have merchandise too for sale as well.
So. Well, now see, this is where I was going to go. Last time he came in, he says, hey, we have sweaters. So I bought a hoodie and got one. And then he comes in with this on. And I'm like, dang it, now he's going to get me with one of these shirts too.
He's a sucker for nice clothes.
Blue.
Yeah.
I mean,
blue is your color.
Look, I keep this on all the time. I have it on since you gave it to me. But yeah, what does it have on the back? It says Got Wings across the front.
Yeah, it's got an Angelman, the Grand Angels logo on the back.
Oh, by the way, if folks want to make donations and they can't get to the cornhole tournament, what's the website that they need to go to?
Yeah, so GranvilleAngels.org.
Okay, and everything is right there. And that'll have the information, too, on the cornhole tournament.
Yep, the information for the cornhole tournament is there. You can buy merchandise. You can donate through PayPal.
Is this your only fundraiser, or do you have another one throughout the year?
We have a couple smaller ones.
But this is the big one.
Yeah. We've had, so I go into Pittsburgh early in the year. A buddy of mine, he holds a fundraiser there. The Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast this year actually donated to their proceeds.
Yeah, Granville Kiwanis.
Yep. And so this is our big one. We don't want to, you know, every month ask people for money, right? We don't want to abuse that.
Yeah, but John, if you don't ask, no one will know.
I know.
I mean, that's just the reality.
So we like to hold just one big one.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, yeah. And Sophia will be there, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. She'll be there. God willing, if she's, you know, hopefully she doesn't have a cold or anything.
Well, but that's a good point. Are these kids susceptible to different things like that? I mean, I'm sure you have to worry about, you know, okay, hey, when we had COVID and all that, are they susceptible to this?
Yeah, they tend to be weaker from a muscular standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
So it's harder for them to clear colds.
Yeah.
So
tough.
That's one of the big issues.
Well, John, I appreciate it. Again, with your wife working on the board of DD with me, I've learned so much about this and the wonderful things that you folks and other people are doing in the community. So if you can get out there and support them, get out to Newark Station on Saturday, September 20th, and throw a cornhole bag around, have some fun. You said you're doing a football thing with a net?
Yeah, like targets.
Okay, I got you. Well, give me the big volleyball net. Heck, I won't miss that. Stand there. Oh, that one there, I got that. I'll hit that net. I can do that. Even I can do that. But I appreciate you coming in today. And again, if folks want more information, just go to the website, Granville Angels. Check it out. Make a donation. Learn more about it and help these families in our community. Be sure to join us on Friday. Doug Stout and Howard Long will be in talking about some great historical things taking place here in Newark. That'll be on Friday's Talk of the Town.